This is the closing market report for Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, I want to start not in the Midwest with Corn Belt weather, but in the Southwest. We've talked a lot about hard red winter wheat, but cotton is there as well. What's the condition of that crop like?
Well, you know, Texas has a fairly large portion of that cotton crop that is not irrigated, and that's the crop that everyone is very concerned about. It hasn't rained hardly at all this year. In fact, it's been as dry as 2011, and that year was a terribly bad drought. And we've got a little rain that occurred off and on here this past week, and it looks like there's going to be a nice little event possibly on Sunday and Monday. But the big debate is whether or not they'll have any follow-up moisture. And so the bottom line is that they're coming up on the end of their planting season. And so this rain coming up here this week and follow-up moisture is absolutely essential if they're going to have any kind of a dry land crop there in West Texas.
So the start of an interesting time there, then, I take it.
That's correct. That's correct. And the marketplace, of course, is way ahead of this, and they've been working the prices higher for quite some time.
Turn your attention to the Corn Belt itself. Rainfall is expected where?
Well, about everywhere, eventually. I think everybody's going to get some rain at one time or another. Probably the biggest issue that seems to be going on right now is that the American model that everyone follows, the GFS as they call it, has had a terrible reputation here recently of over-exaggerating rainfall that was advertised to occur, and this seems to be an ongoing issue. And we're seeing that drought in the southern U.S. plains expanding into parts of southern Iowa and parts of western Missouri. And that's becoming a greater interest, I think. And as we move forward into the month of June, we're going to see the upper air wind flow change, and a more significant ridge of high pressure is probably going to build in the middle of North America, as it usually does during the summer. And I think with the drying that's expanding, we may eventually have a larger part of the western Corn Belt that dries down. This isn't something that's going to happen in the next week or 10 days, but something that, in the bigger picture, I think there's a lot of folks starting to watch.
In the far northern reaches of the Corn Belt, they've had a tough time trying to get the crop in. Actually, not even the far northern. There's a good portion of, I think, the north central part of Iowa that still remains pretty far behind. Will they be able to get that crop in? And what do the conditions look like for workable, tillable days?
You know, I think they will. There's some drier, biased times coming up here. It's going to be a good mix. I don't think that we're going to see any prolonged wet or dry conditions in that particular area. We are going to have some more shots of cool there. And that's probably the biggest negative, is that they're going to need the temperatures to stay higher for a longer period of time so that we can not only get the wet pockets to dry down, but also to stimulate the crop into developing a little bit more healthily. So that's something that we're watching. But I think they're going to get to that point. A little later in the year, though, I think they're going to be running short on moisture, and I think that will become the new issue. But I realize that planting is the number one priority right now.
We should also check in on the Chinese corn crop in the northeastern part of that nation. What do we know?
Well, there are some very important production areas that are rather dry right now. Northern Jilin, northwestern part of Heilongjiang, and a big part of Liaoning, as well as neighboring areas of Inner Mongolia. This is all part of the northeast. It's pretty important. About half of the soybeans come from that region now, come from that region in general. Now, the areas that are dry only represent maybe about a fourth of that production area, and there's plenty of time yet for precipitation to fall. June is usually the normal start of their annual wetter season, so there's time here for things to get much better. So we're going to be watching real closely. I do think there's opportunity for a little bit of rain coming up soon.
Thanks so much.
Have a good day.
You too. That, of course, is Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated.